ISIS has now released a new video that is not another beheading video, thank God, but it is plainly aimed at an American audience. It's 52 seconds long. It appears to be sort of a trailer for a longer video of some kind, but we don't know that for sure. What they have released is this 52 seconds worth of propaganda video. And it is propaganda, absolutely. But in terms of its newsworthiness, I think it is worth seeing because it shows both what this group is capable of in terms of their skill at producing a message about themselves. But it also gives some indication as to what strategically they are trying to get Americans to feel. It's less than a minute. It's not gory. It is disturbing because it's a propaganda video. But if you look at what they are trying to accomplish with this video here, you can sort of see their strategy in terms of what they want from the American people and the American government, how they want us to react to them. It's essentially why ISIS just released this propaganda video. I have to tell you, there were two moments in which we think there were dead bodies visible in that footage, in this footage that we cut out. But other than that, this is pretty much what they released. This is the tape. Now, part of the reaction to this video today has been about just how Hollywood their production values are, right? How slick they are with video and editing. If part of their success as a terrorist organization is conveying a message that's attractive to recruits around the world who then send them money or come fight with them, then it's helpful to know that they're really good at crafting their own message and making it look like Hollywood. But that, of course, is only one side of what they're doing. That's one side of their strategy to try to succeed on their own terms, right? Yes, on the one hand, they need to build themselves up. They need to make themselves stronger and bigger and richer by attracting recruits and attracting supporters. But the other side of it is that they also have to attack, right? They also have to try to make their enemies weaker. And they do that directly with force in the places they have taken territory in Iraq and Syria. They've just simply used military force to overwhelm rivals and local authorities and take over whole swaths of each of those countries. They've not yet tried to launch a physical assault of any kind on the United States, but they do clearly think of the United States as their enemy, as maybe their great enemy, as the enemy they most want to fight. Certainly, they like to portray the United States as their equal in the world, who they want to face off against one-on-one. And the way they're trying to hurt the United States, at least not yet, is about them physically getting to us, right? The way they're trying to hurt the United States is instead by trying to make us hurt ourselves. They're trying to scare us and so terrorize us that we take actions that we otherwise would never take. That out of fear and anger and upset at what they've done, we allow ourselves to be provoked into doing things because of ISIS that with a cooler head, we would not do. That's global terrorism strategy 101, right? It's the near enemy, far enemy idea. You can hit the near enemy because you're near to them. The far enemy, you have to convince to hurt themselves. And so this new video that ISIS has put out, it's not aimed at the local people where ISIS is located. It's not aimed at scaring into submission the people who live in the areas in Iraq and Syria that this group controls. It's not aimed at upsetting the Assad regime that they're opposed to in Syria and that they want to overthrow. It's not aimed at the Iraqi government, which they also want to overthrow. This new video that they've released is designed for an American audience, and they've chosen American reference points that'll make us feel like they're coming to get us. Right? They're supposed to freak us out. So in this new video they've released, they show the American president. They show President Obama. They show a reference to the previous American president. They show the mission accomplished banner from the George W. Bush presidency. They show American troops on the ground in the Middle East. They show the White House. But they're good at trying to scare us, right? They don't just show stock footage of the White House or some postcard picture of the White House. They instead choose footage of the White House that maybe you might take yourself on your cell phone if you were driving past the White House, which then makes it extra scary when it comes from ISIS. This is the footage they show of the White House. It's like drive-by, not very professional footage. Makes you wonder, how'd they shoot this? Is the ISIS casing the White House? Are they here? That's the feeling they're trying to create, right? They're here. They're coming for us. This is a war between the United States of America and ISIS. And they think they're going to win. They think they're going to threaten the White House. They think they're going to take over our country as the Islamic Caliphate, right? Worldwide ambitions. They're coming for us. Late last month in Nigeria, a group called Boko Haram also declared that they are an Islamic Caliphate. And of course, that's awkward because the whole idea of the caliphate is that it's supposed to rule the whole world. So there can't really be two as long as we only have one world. But ISIS declared that they're the caliphate. They declared that in Iraq and Syria. And now, last month, Boko Haram in Nigeria, they declared that they're the caliphate too. Nigeria is a big country. It's the most populous country in Africa. It has over 170 million people. And Boko Haram did not declare the caliphate in all of Nigeria. They declared it in